At the time of his death in 1997, President for Life Mobutu Sese Seko of Zaire had amassed $15 billion in Swiss banks. All this wealth, while his countrymen lived in dire poverty, many dying of starvation. The United States backed him as European businesses pillaged and plundered the country's national resources. As I watch the Occupy Wall Street movement mature, even here in Colorado, I am reminded of Mobutu, for I believe there are many parallels. A deep disconnect exists between that tiny sliver of men with power and wealth who rule the other 99%, us. Many of Africa's so-called big men like Mobutu have been supported by Western capitalism, corporations, arms merchants, minerals bandits, and all with the blessing of Western governments. They have also rendered wide swaths of Africa into barren wastelands. Americans live comfortably with materials that are procured in very dubious circumstances. For instance, diamonds from Sierra Leone and coltrane used in our cell phones. Coltrane is mined by armed, lawless gangs who rape and enslave large numbers in the Congo. It has caused me great pain to see the amassing of wealth by so few that has meant misery, abject poverty, and death for millions. Sadly, Mobutu Sese Seko, like Wall Street billionaires and others elsewhere, couldn't be bothered. Thankfully, at last, a few of us are beating the drums of justice. It's just possible that someone on Wall Street and the other financial centers might pay attention. A continent graced with amazing wealth has been used to stoke the fires of capitalism's engine. It has not been done with justice and equity, but with brazen, shameless bravura. It can only do Africa good that Occupy Wall Street people are aware of this. The capitalist ethos of profits before all else, including people and environment, has got to change. Capitalism guided by sanity, a measure of wisdom, honesty and charity is the best economic system devised by man. But we fail miserably when in our insanity to greedily amass wealth at all costs, we forget our fellow man deserves a fair shake. Gandhi said, and Occupy Wall Street folks agree that, politics without principle, wealth without work, business without morality are a recipe for disaster. Surely, everyone must agree that what's good for capitalism must also be good for Africa. The current Occupy Wall Street movement, I'm happy to say, addresses many of the concerns I have harbored for decades, such as requiring corporations to be more responsible, making our governments care for the good of humanity rather than maximizing the profits of a few. In the end, the battle is not just in Africa or America, but worldwide, between the 99% of us and those that believe they've been chosen and can behave with impunity.